This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Right now, you can get Black Friday deals all month at Hurston's Kia. If you're looking for a new car, check out the great deals at Hurston's Kia. They have 0% financing available and leases starting at only $99. Check them out at hurstonskia.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And this appointment, the reason the president and Leader McConnell are moving forward so quickly is because they want to overturn the Affordable Care Act. And when people understand, and they do, what this means in their lives, no more benefit of the pre-existing condition, no more having your children be on your policy until 26 years old, no more having Medicaid expanded to cover long-term health care and the needs of our children with pre-existing conditions, and returning to a time where being a woman is a pre-existing medical condition.
Oh boy.
The people know that, and that's why the Republicans are rushing. They want to get it done so they can overturn the Affordable Care Act.
So the very
was that when Jerry Nadler pooped himself?
Oh, geez.
Right then?
The very smart and crafty Nancy Pelosi clearly decided on the Sunday shows and sense that the way to handle this Supreme Court thing is we can't stop them, but we just got to make it, people scared of Republicans not having the Senate, because with the Supreme Court and the Senate, they are going to destroy Obamacare. That's what the Supreme Court is going to do. And then I was listening to one of my favorite right-leaning but fair podcasts, and they said, no, that's way, way overstated. And I thought, I have no idea what's up for discussion, but I know somebody who does know.
Indeed, that would be Craig Gottwals, Craig the healthcare guru, formerly known as Craig the Obamacare lawyer, attorney, law, benefit consultant, and the keeper of the Benefit Revolution website, etc. Craig, how are you, sir?
I am well. How are you, gentlemen?
Oh, just terrific.
Freaking really awesome, dude. It's 2020.
You're really
2020, man.
Really, yeah. Enjoying the news cycle, feeling close to our fellow Americans. It's just smooth sailing.
Everything's going great.
Anyway, what is your take on this upcoming decision? How's it being misreported? What's the reality here?
Well, this thing has been potentially the most misreported story on the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, because we really have not had an individual mandate ever. Going way back to the beginning of Obamacare, they put an individual mandate in. The logic was you need to have an individual mandate because you got to have the healthy people buying in as well as the sick people so that you balance out premium and insurance works as it's intended, and we don't end up with what they labeled a death spiral, right? So that's how insurance works. But if you'll remember all the way back into the early 20 teens, immediately once Democrats passed this law, they realized, whoa, it is not politically popular for us to be fining our constituents who cannot afford health care. So at peak lunacy, at peak insanity in Obamacare, they had administratively, not through the legislature, but through bureaucrats in D.C., they had created 32 different exemptions to the individual mandate. And it was wonderful things like things that said, if you've received a PG&E shutoff notice in the last 6 months, you don't have to buy Obamacare. If you had a death in your family last year, you don't have to buy Obamacare.
Whoa.
And our very favorite one was, if you feel, feel that the exchange plans are more expensive than what you have available to you otherwise, then you don't have to buy Obamacare.
I don't think the word feel should be in any government statute of any kind.
And so eventually, to skip ahead a little bit, the individual mandate only applied to 2% of people, right?
That's right. 98% of Americans were able to pass the very, very low IQ test that said, oh, my gosh, all I got to do is pretend I tried to buy Obamacare and the website was down and boom, I'm exempted. So, less than 2% of Americans ever paid this fine.
So the reason this is significant is because Judge Roberts cast the deciding vote saying Obamacare in the original review was legal because the penalties for not buying it in the individual mandate were a tax and not a penalty. So it's okay that it came up in the House, was it, that has to start all taxes. And it's a little legally complicated, but it's all about the individual mandate being a tax.
Yeah, so in 2012, the Supreme Court looked at it, and Judge Roberts, Supreme Court Justice Roberts, decided that, Obamacare can stand. So take one step beyond that. The administration and the people that supported the law made the argument that, we have to have an individual mandate because without the individual mandate, the whole law crumbles. That was the Obama administration's argument. So it goes to the Supreme Court, 5-4 decision with Judge Roberts saying, yep, the individual mandate is integral to the law and we can save the individual mandate as a tax. All right. So then immediately after that, Democrats started looking at it, did what I said. They put all these exemptions in. The individual mandate never actually compelled anybody to buy anything. So fast forward all the way to 2017, 2018, where we passed a law. Congress, President Trump signed it. Congress passed it. It was the tax cuts law that said, you know what? The individual mandate's really a joke. We're going to reduce the tax of the individual. We're going to keep the individual mandate in there. That's fine for legal reasons. But we're going to reduce the penalty of the individual mandate to $0. And everybody agreed to it, Democrats and Republicans. It was a bipartisan passage. All right.
Wow.
But then some very, very creative, conservatives who really hate Obamacare and want it gone started bringing cases. In fact, there's a dozen or more states that brought this case. The most popular one is Texas versus Azar, Azar being the secretary of HHS.
We've spoken to him. He's a close, dear friend of ours. Go on.
He's a good friend of the show. 18 yes. states in total, actually, with Texas saying, okay, look. You argued in 2012 that the individual mandate was necessary, otherwise the law crumbles, and we've all agreed now that the individual mandate is zero. So therefore, it is no longer a tax by law. There is no authority for this thing, and the law must fail. Federal court agreed. Appellate court agreed on November 10th. Our new Supreme Court, with 8 or 9 people on it, whoever knows, will hear this case.
So you can't have a tax of zero and still call it a tax, therefore the entire act is no longer coherent or whatever, and it goes away then.
Yes, according to this is the legal argument, right? So these are professorial types in law classes saying, and it's creative. I have to hand it. The legal argument is strong, and it says, You saved this law on the individual mandate. The individual mandate is no more. Therefore, this law must crumble. It's a very creative argument.
Well, now, the other side of your resume, as we mentioned in the introduction, is you're a benefits consultant. You're an expert on health insurance and company plans and the rest of it. If indeed the Supreme Court agrees with that legal reasoning, the next day, Are the exchanges closed and nobody has health insurance and Nancy Pelosi's right?
And your 25-year-old is on their own?
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, no, what do you suppose would happen?
No way under the sun that happens.
Why not?
Let me jump ahead to the punchline, which I think will surprise you guys, and then we can work backwards. Obamacare is here to stay, at least that which is left of Obamacare. Obamacare is so dramatically changed from what they were talking about passing in 2009. This thing is completely different. It's way more insurer and public friendly at this point, that it's going to stay. You're going to have kids on the plan until they're 26. You're going to have exchanges. You're probably never going to have an individual mandate again, which is great, because that's what most conservatives and libertarians objected to, was the government compelling them to buy something they didn't want.
But then how does it get paid for? That was the part that paid for the whole thing.
Oh, Jack, that's cute. You're so antiquated that you worry about our federal government
boomer.
Paying for things.
Yeah, okay, boomer.
Jack, let's just play with some numbers here. And again, people are going to be like, Craig's changed his tune. Well, I've changed my tune because a few things have happened in 2020, right? Obamacare was originally scheduled to cost under $1 trillion. It's now going to cost $2 trillion. Because of all these changes, because they're not going to pay for the individual mandate, it's going to be $2 trillion. Soon it'll be $3 trillion, right? It's going to grow. However, the alternative that 85 – I just sent you guys the poll last night. 85% of the Democratic Party, of people that identify as Democrats, support Medicare for All. That costs $32 trillion over 10 years. So at this point in the new world order of we don't pay for anything, we're running our debt up to $30 trillion rapidly – I think the best thing that fiscal conservatives can do is hold on for dear life and embrace Obamacare, because what's coming after Obamacare is going to be devastating to our economy.
Wow, that is some realpolitik right there.
Well, bless my suspenders.
That is something. You told us years ago that we were 10 years out from single payer health care. It was just going to happen. I don't know how close you think we are now.
2028, I think it happens by then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And again, this is not rooting interest. This is just me watching the zeitgeist of our country, watching how we print money, watching how we spend, watching how neither of our bilateral choices, you say, Jack, give a rip about fiscal.
No, that's dead as a concept. And, I want the truth. The core of conservatism is recognizing what is. If this is what is, it's what is. I mean, whether you like it or not.
What are the chances anybody loses protection for pre-existing conditions?
Less than a 5% chance.
So you vanishingly small.
We've handed out those goodies. We've handed out protections on pre-existing, kids on the plan until they're 26, exchanges with taxpayer dollars available to assist you in buying those plans.
Right.
We've handed out those good. We've handed out the expansion of Medicaid. Right. Those are never coming back.
So and yet
that
is the Democratic platform. You will lose protection for pre-existing conditions.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the threat right now.
And you will be attacked by rabid unicorns.
If ACB's on the court, you're going to lose your protection. Women will become second-class citizens, et cetera, et cetera.
And there is practically zero chance of that happening under any circumstance. This is why you tune in, my friends, to hear the truth. Yes, Craig?
Politically, you know, that's the thing. Politically, I don't know how you combat that, because Trump has said many times over he is for protecting existing conditions.
Sure.
And so I don't know how you combat that.
Right. You know? Yeah, right. So what you're saying is, and this is really something, the conservative choice, the fiscally conservative choice, is to embrace Obamacare right now and to try to hold on to it. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I really do think that's our best bet at this point, because we can patch up Obamacare and limp along here. Now, the one piece of Obamacare that if Trump is reelected and we get a conservative Congress, the one piece of Obamacare that still needs to change that would be great for liberty is eliminate the employer mandate. Because right now we still have an employer mandate where, you know, all employers with more than 50 employees have to buy insurance. It's yada, yada, yada. Get rid of that. And then this thing is no more than a high risk pool for 10 million people. That's the other thing I want to throw it out there, guys. When we passed Obamacare, we had 30 to 40 million uninsured in America. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Today we have 28 million uninsured in America.
Wow. All this
a whole lot.
All this for hardly moving the needle at all. The cost, right. The political capital, the rallies, the fights, the rhetoric, all of this for really not moving the needle at all on the supposed goal of the damn thing.
Oh, for the love of heaven. So we will have a link at armstrongandgetty.com to Craig's recent writings on this stuff. It's absolutely terrific. Craig Gottwals, Craig, the healthcare guru, attorney, law, benefits consultant. When are we going bass fishing, man?
Hey, you know what? The boat's in the shop. I get it back tomorrow, so okay. Let's go.
All right, let's
I'm
talk.
I'm ready.
Craig, thanks a million. Nice job. All right, we'll talk soon.
I should say the supposed stated goal of the whole thing, because the goal of the whole thing, as we've talked with Craig about before, was to get single-payer health care. This was a way to get there.
Get and everybody it has been, dependent on the government
and,
for everything.
And it's been 100% successful.
Correct.
100% successful.
Yep.
Okay, there you go. That answers that.
Armstrong and Getty.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.